on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, there is family in studio. Clay Schroff joins us, and Clay, between us, we get enough jokes about our kids and tribes that...
We've combined them. We've created our own state.
Yeah, and actually, Clay, I have to say, you know, we're going to talk about missions, but part of your mission has been in foster care and adoption and what you've done with the Aspen Project and so much... I'm astonished at what you and your wife and family have been able to accomplish. And you don't waste any time.
Thank you.
You've got plenty to do. But in spite of all that and all your busyness, in the past, your career didn't keep you.
I quit.
Yeah. You've got a new career.
I do.
We're excited to see what's already happening with that. Clay was part of the KLYT listener trip to Uganda. And when did you get back, Clay?
Everything's a blur.
A couple weeks ago.
Everything's a blur since I've come back. But it was Sunday.
Okay.
So that would have been two Sundays ago.
Okay.
And what an amazing time.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people praying for the trip. And
thank you guys for those prayers.
Yeah. And obviously the KLYT listener stepped up. In way of financial support for the trip. And for those who either were a part of that and hearing us talk about it or just now hearing about it for the first time, from the get-go, from the planning through the trip, getting there, and moving forward, let's kind of walk through what the experience was like.
Well, you know, it was 2 years in the making.
Yeah.
You know, COVID put a damper on a lot of mission trips. Prior to that, it was 8 years since anyone from here was sent there. And we are probably the main support system for the church there.
And, you know, when Clay says we, our own general manager, Chip Lusco, was a big part of...
He was the planning man.
And
he filled our calendars.
And had hoped to be on the trip, but things kept him from doing that.
Yeah.
And in spite of that... God had a plan, I just don't want to make light of how much Chip poured into making this happen.
2 years worth of planning is what he poured in.
Yeah.
And
so
he
was
did
there.
An amazing job. He was there.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere we went were posters of Chip because we were having the big event, the crusade.
Yeah. So 2 years of planning, which, you know, included building a team.
Yep.
How many KLYT listeners ended up going on the trip?
12.
Okay. That's a good size.
Good size.
That's a team.
It's a great team and a great family.
And you left from Albuquerque and I don't know if it was a direct
36 plane. Hours later.
Wow, really?
Two layovers and stops, yeah.
Okay. And then where did you land as far as on the continent of Africa?
Just south of Jinja. So, and I'd have to look on the map. I forget the name, but it's probably 2 to 3 hours from our base camp.
Okay. And 36 hours travel. Then, was there recovery or did you hit the ground running?
We woke up the next morning at 7 a.m., had breakfast and had a team meeting.
Okay.
So we hit the ground running.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And what was the first assignment, on the trip?
You know what? We started immediately, Bev and Deb on the ground and their team,
called Christians
do amazing things every day,
which by the way, calledchristians.com, to find out more about the ministry,
please look them up. They're you know what? You come across people who are doing the real thing, making the real sacrifices in other parts of the world. They're them.
Yeah. And I will tell you, I've been connected with various missionaries over the years, and Called Christians does a great job of updating their site with news about what's happening there. So those supporting him active, you know, specificity when it comes to prayer makes a difference.
It does. So we went into the villages, the local villages that they help feed, sponsor, and then they they have a fellowship there, and we went and knocked on doors and shared the gospel and then invited people to come as their children were coloring and making bracelets.
Now, what language is prominent? Is it Swahili?
Ooh, it's different everywhere. Okay. We had to have different translators at different times.
Okay. So you would share and you'd have a translator just essentially?
You know what? They have a school of ministry there that everyone speaks decent English.
Okay.
And there's enough diversity within that group that I always grabbed a hold of someone and brought them with me.
Yeah.
Took amazing photos, amazing people. You know, this is what I would tell you about Uganda. It's a beautiful country with horrific, ugly circumstances of poverty, lack of food, lack of jobs, lack of. And as you look at that ugliness, there's a thread that goes through it, and you can bump into them and know that they're Christians by the joy that they have on their faces. Wow. And it was significantly different. Like if we went into a village, when you rounded up the Christians, there was a joy and a celebration that was undeniably Christ. It was amazing.
So door-to-door evangelism, fruit from that?
And a lot.
Some of it we may not even know about until we're there with them, right?
Right. You know, and you know, a lot of people that showed up afterwards were the church.
Yeah.
We were people who already attended. But if you look back through the photos, each one of those kids brought a mini gospel home through the teachings of our team and the coloring books and things like that. And they heard the gospel and the love of Christ, and the people saw the love of Christ and how we treated their kids.
Which, by the way, thank you, Clay, for keeping us updated via text. We got your pictures and your videos, and we posted them on the KLYT page. We encourage you to go there. And you can see for yourself a lot of the work that was done and a lot of the fellowship. I just see this collage of pictures. It's got to be great memories for you now.
Amazing memories.
So past the door-to-door evangelism in the various villages.
We also fed. So we had a time where the public was invited out for free food, and then I spoke to the men. Lucia Estrada would speak to the women. And then we would have a main pastor speak to them as a congregation. And there again, you saw amazing fruits and just a true fellowship during that time. And again, our team generally took care of the kids primarily.
Yeah.
But there was other duties. We helped cook and distribute food. And we're feeding hundreds of people each time. And you got to think, we were there for 14 days. I mean, it was a long time. And every other day we were feeding hundreds of people.
And that's part of what the resources that were raised prior to going on the trip from the KLYT listener was used for. Was to reach out and
each and every person that donated fed somebody. And I can tell you, if you go back through, and I'll make sure you have photos of them eating.
Yeah.
And the big joke was there, they don't use utensils to eat with their hands. And I had to relearn. I made it a point that if I was in a village and they did not offer spoons and forks, that I didn't break out mine because we were giving them.
Right.
I learned to eat with my hands, and it isn't as easy as when I was a little kid.
Yeah. But people were fed physically and spiritually. Yeah. And we saw great things happen. Hey, we're up against a break. We're going to take a break. Come back with Clay Shaw. Find out more in review about the KLYT listener trip to Uganda. And again, thanks to those who supported it, whether it was financially or prayerfully or your words of encouragement, all greatly appreciated.
So much.
We'll be back with more with Clay right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We spent the last segment catching up with Clay Shroff, part of the KLYT listener trip to Uganda just a few weeks ago, and kind of recounting some of what happened on that trip, including reaching out to villages, going village to village, and doing witnessing door-to-door and feeding a lot of people each day. And a lot of what we talked about, and we already mentioned it, feeding people spiritually and physically, but we talked about it a lot before the trip. the major event that was planned. I think it was May 6th.
May 6th.
Well, let's kind of walk through that. Was it evening or full day? Or
it was a full day. Started at about 3 o'clock, and it took a day and a half to get all the tents, the chairs. You know, let me say this: the team on the ground that is always there from Uganda put in hours and days to make that happen. It was a field. It was just a field, and we had to bring in these tents to house and seat thousands of people. The stage was enormous, the lighting, the sound. And then you're doing this in a third world country where nothing seemed to work exactly the way that it's supposed to work. And, you know, God puts everything together. Everything's in chaos and panic, and all of a sudden it's all together and the night starts, and it was amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, if we stay out of the way, God can accomplish a lot, right?
It's amazing. And, you know, the listeners that help support that, that was a third of our budget.
Yeah, and actually, just talking to Chip last week, this trip ended up being completely funded. And we're so grateful to those who stepped up and assisted with that. Okay, so the rest of the evening.
So, you know, I had a privilege of speaking first, and several people came to Christ, which was really cool. Something that's lacking that we're going to work on is Bibles, but we're going to get to that.
Yeah. How often have you spoke before a crowd like that? And what was that like for you?
You know what? Anytime you speak, if there's more than 10 people in a room, yeah, and it is the, if you ask me to speak to 10,000 people, regardless of sales or leadership or right, something like that, I'm good.
Yeah.
When you tell me to do it for God, so I'm representing the creator of the entire universe, I get really nervous.
Yeah.
Until I start speaking, and then I just really trust and believe that God's going to take over.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, Clay, and we'll get to it, is short-term missions and encouraging people to consider that. So stay with us before we leave today. I really want to make sure we touch on that. I don't want to cut off the walking.
No, we're going to talk about the crusade. So, and then we had the extreme team that came. And listen, they're a bunch of crazy islanders from around the, they're not actually from Hawaii, they're from those islands, and just love the Lord. And when I heard the extreme team was coming, I thought that Chip was crazy, and he is. He's crazy in a good way, because those people shared a gospel that really truly related to people. So more people came to Christ, and they're tearing phone books in half and bending wires and breaking bats, and it was incredible.
Okay, so for those hearing that and I'm thinking, okay, what does that have to do with the gospel?
How it gets people's attention. Because yeah, I thought the same thing. If you're a listener thinking that, I thought that. But if you were in their presence, you felt their spirit. And there was full-blown, everybody has sinned, and the penalty of sin is death. But God so loved the world ministry in everything that they did. In between a ripping of a phone book or breaking a bat, the full-blown gospel was given. So when you have these young teenage boys and people who are just enthralled with the strength that these men and women had, they also did Indonesia dance. You know what? It spoke to people where they're not used to it. It's outside the box. Mm-hmm. And outside the box is where most people who aren't Christians live. So you have to journey outside of that box to collect them and bring them into our fold. And they did a great job. Just super stoked.
Okay, so you got to speak. Team Extreme got to, you know, rip stuff and bend stuff and share the gospel.
Bring people to Christ.
Right, and you mentioned they're part of a larger ministry.
You know what? They're actually under YWAM.
Okay.
Out of something of the nations out of Kona, which is two of my kids went there. It's an amazing place.
Youth with a Mission.
Yeah, shout out to them. They're huge. And then we had Pastor John from Taos.
Okay.
So he came in and gave a...
John Privet.
John Privet. What an amazing speaker.
I want to say he was on the Israel. Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, on the Israel trip I did.
Loves the Lord. And, you know, he has his own missions and stuff going there in Uganda. So he was doing both.
And he's a musician.
You know, he used to play with Merle Haggard. Come on. The man's a legend. And then to end the evening, we had Wilson Bugumbe, and I just called him Wilson because I have a hard time with his last name, but he is the pastor of the Worship House and probably the most popular Christian artist in Uganda. People went crazy.
Yeah.
Tons gave their life to Christ. They actually had some woman in a makeshift wheelchair brought up on stage, and then the crowd donated money just to her.
Wow.
You know, it wasn't going to Wilson and his team. So things that were unorthodox for me, including the worship.
Yeah.
When you see Ugandans worship our God, they worship. And they worship completely, and they're not ashamed, and their hands are in the air. And man, can those guys celebrate and dance? I'm telling you.
We've got a few minutes, Clay, and I love rehashing what happened on the trip, especially for the listener who heard us talking about it for
a
long
time.
That they could, you know, almost feel like, well, they were part of it, but you know, have a closer to the experience and understand what happened. And before we go on to a tease about other stuff that may be coming that people will want to know about, let's talk a little bit about short-term missions and those who think I'm not equipped, or for those, you know, I know the couple that I've taken. Every time you go, even when you're prepared, I'm going to go bless these people.
Well, those people bless you.
They right? Every time.
I've changed my whole thinking. I'm going, man, I'm going to go get blessed, because it's the truth. And you know what you do is you go with a servant heart, and there you become extremely flexible. But it changes your life. You know, periodically, a pastor from another church or a church that you can't always go to your own people because it's close and it's private. And they've always come to me, especially with family or issues. And what I always tell them is plan a mission trip with your kid.
Oh,
take
wow.
them on a trip. And undoubtedly, it changes the direction of that child. But as an adult, it changes your life too. You can never be too old to be a child of God and experience the glory he has. And people go, why do you go to another country? You know what? Because I get to bring back what I find there to serve here.
Yeah.
If you're not serving here, don't go on a mission trip.
And that being said, there are mission trips that you can take. I mean, just down the road,
Done Tahajali, yeah. We've done Gallup, done...
Those are great opportunities.
Amazing opportunity. Get plugged into your church. Listen, if your church doesn't know how to do a mission trip, or they're looking for things to do, have them call me. I'll help them plan it. So you guys can go. It changes the dynamics of a church when you do what God commands you to do and go to all parts of the world.
Yeah, well, that being said, we've got just a minute or two, and there are more trips coming, including kind of in the, there's no dates to give right now, but we want to tease a little bit about a mission trip to Mexico. Kind of cliche, but still.
Well, it's Puerto Vallarta.
I say that because of the song. I don't know if you remember the Bunch of Believers song, but anyway. what a great opportunity. Believe me, there's plenty to do. Just down the street in Mexico.
Well, you know, it's good with the next one coming up. It's filled with high school and junior high kids.
Yeah,
and me and Amar are going to lead a group there and get with Bill and Renee, who are there again, just the true grit, mud on your boots, feet on the ground, missionaries that have been there for 20 years.
Yeah, and a big radio ministry.
Great radio ministry. They're doing amazing things there locally, and we're working with the dump community. But I'm going to tell you something. After that, we have planned a trip in December to go help them in December. It's called Compassion Vacations. Completely separate deal, anyone's invited to come, believers and unbelievers. But we are going to proselytize. We're going to share the love of Christ, and we're going to let people know that there is a God that loves them.
Well, Clay, will you keep us informed?
I will. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today. And thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Remember, you can find the archived broadcast at abqconnect.online. Tune in every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.